You would have seen on our Facebook page a post that we've shared from local business legend Jason Hanna. Deck bar was broken into, damaged last night again. I know that's the word we're using, again. It is unrelenting, this, I don't know whether you would call it a crime wave or how we would describe it. We've got Jason with us now. Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Look, I tell you what, I'm a little better than you, mate. You must just be ready to pull your hair out.
Oh, look, I wouldn't call it a crime wave. A crime wave sort of insinuates that it's only just sort of happening for a short term. You know, my first year in business in 1995, we got broken into 9 times.
Jesus.
In Nirvana. You know, this has been going on for since then. And it's just getting out of control. To me, it, a state of emergency needs to be called, and war on crime needs to be declared. There's not anything short of that. Well, then I'd like to know why not.
And when you say a war on crime, obviously what we're doing right now is just not working. It's laughable the extreme.
Look, you know, our local police do a great job, you know, but they're only going to be doing what they're told. You know, the direction comes from the top, and I think we just need to change direction. It needs to be harder. It needs to be tougher. We're at a point where confidence has never been so low in the territory, whether it's residents or whether it's business. You know, I'm talking long-term Territorians who hate their own town. You know, and that has to be rectified. That's going to be rectified now before we worry about any slogan, any fluffy initiative. You know, we've got to bring confidence back.
And you've put a call out this morning for Michael Gunner as leader of the government and Reece Kershaw, of course, as leader of our police force to declare war on this kind of behaviour. What interactions have you had with government, with the police force to date? Are they actually coming and talking to our local business owners?
Oh, look, I haven't spoken to Commissioner, but I've certainly spoken to plenty of other people under him, and I applaud our police force, you know, but it's time to give them bigger tools. It's time to give them, more assistance. You know, I want to see them on the offensive, not just patrolling, waiting for something to happen. I'm sure that your average copper at the coalface would have an idea about what that means, you know. But it's time for drastic thinking, and it's time for change. I'm literally over it.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I mean, the Roller Shutter Initiative is great. People are getting assistance to help secure their businesses.
Yeah,
but is that the look we want?
That's our taxpayers' money, of course, and I'm happy to take it. The alcohol secure grant people have been absolutely amazing. But, Alice Springs is covered in roller doors.
Mm.
Is Alice Springs fixed? Did that fix it, or is that just, that's the state of play that we're in?
Yeah.
This is not what I want people coming to the territory to see. It's a shame. You know, I mean, I know that if we were building a brand new building, well, then obviously you'd put security measures in there because they're cheap and they're affordable and you're building at the same time. You know, so this grant's here for businesses that don't have them in and obviously do have alcohol, and it is a greater issue. But it's certainly not the be-all, end-all, and it's not going to fix the problem. You know, I've got other restaurants that are saying, well, we don't want to put roller doors on ours, except if we don't, we'll be the only one without it, and they'll break into us. So it's a real catch-22.
Jace, do you think that the incidences of break-ins to access alcohol have increased since the introduction of minimum floor price?
I couldn't comment. I mean, I think the minimum floor price is to deal with those big barn liquor companies like Dan Murphy's when they come. You know, we're not going to be seeing $3 bottles of wine with that minimum floor price. And I agree with the Chief Minister that alcohol shouldn't be cheaper than water. But it's not just about alcohol. I mean, they're breaking into me for alcohol. You know, did they break into St. Vinny's in Palmerston for booze?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking just about a war on alcohol crime. I'm talking about a war on crime. People should know you don't come here and break the law. It's not going to be accepted, and that we are going to smash you.
It was suggested
whatever tools are at our disposal. So let's open the tool shed, and let's give our police some better tools.
It was suggested by Ange over from Darwin Reignite that we have a minimum sentence put in. If you are convicted and found guilty of crimes like breaking and entry, it's a minimum 2 years straight off the bat.
Well, I mean, look, mandatory sentencing is a hot topic. You know, there certainly should be something mandatory for repeat offenders, I can guarantee that. But Look, that's up to the policymakers to decide what works, whether it's boot camps, whether it's... we take our military out, we dump it out the middle of nowhere with a ration pack and tell them to make their way back to town. It's not that inhumane, is it?
No.
But we certainly need to flip it and think about things differently, because let's face it, it's been going on since 1995, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah, it is only getting worse, and we're seeing good Territorians close up business and head off to be successful down south.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need. We just need some confidence back, you know, and these are the kind of things that are just breaking us, breaking our confidence. It's breaking our love in the town.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mel.
We're going to follow the story, mate. Fingers crossed you get a bit of peace.
Yeah. I
have such a... Yeah, good stuff. Make sure you pop into Deck Bar and grab yourself some lunch. Show a bit of support to our businesses that are doing it tough. Also, Bar Tapavino, I think, reopens this coming Wednesday. Al needs the support. If you can pop in there for a meal or a bevy, that would be amazing.